For more on today's vote, we're joined by Thomas Mann of the Brookings Institution, who watches Congress closely and has been watching this week as House Democrats work to eke out the victory that we've just heard about. Tom Mann, thanks for joining us once again.
Happy to be with you, Robert.
This was a very close vote, as we've heard from Andrea Seabrook. There were some people who crossed the aisle, but by and large, pretty impressive party discipline on both sides. What was going on behind closed doors all week?
The Democratic leadership was working overtime to try to put that majority of 218 in place. It was difficult. It was arduous. But in the end, I think they probably exceeded their numbers. It was fascinating to watch the vote. There were very few Democratic defections throughout the entire vote. It was only at the end when it was pretty clear that Speaker Pelosi had the absolute majority that the dissidents cast their vote. I think she probably had others in her pocket she could have called on if she needed to. It was extraordinary building this majority in the face of the almost unified opposition of the Republicans.
Now, this is a spending bill, and some Republicans outside of Congress looked at it and said, talk about pork. There's money for livestock in this bill. It's $120 million essentially for the shrimp and herring industries in it. Is this a pork spending bill to round up votes, or is it any different from past bills?
Not much different. Actually, the Democrats added $20 billion to the president's request of roughly $100 billion. Most of that goes for additional spending in Iraq and Afghanistan, for veterans' health care in the aftermath of the scandals surrounding Walter Reed Hospital. There's disaster relief, Katrina. There are additional funds for Homeland Security. There are some agricultural subsidies. All of these things tend to be in whatever supplemental is moving. Mm-hmm. And they added a few other things, but there are no earmarks. Some of it can be defined as pork, but the vast majority is pretty standard.
We've heard two very different appraisals of where this vote in the House takes the country. One from a Democrat who voted for it sees an end of an era, meaning an era of the Iraq War. The president says the Democrats voted on something that was all theater and will never become law. Who do you think is right?
They're both right. That is to say, this was a very significant step for the House to have taken, the first time really on record in a binding piece of legislation in favor of setting a deadline and conditions associated with it for the end of the presence of our combat troops in Iraq. At the same time, we know that even assuming the Senate passes something similar, and it goes to conference, and that conference report is approved in both houses, the president will veto it. But that then begins a new stage of negotiations. The fact is the president cannot have his way with this Congress as he had with the past. And so you're beginning to build meaningful political opposition to the president's conduct of the war, and it will over time, not in 2 months or 4 months, but perhaps in 6 or 8 or 10 months, really begin to make a difference.
Well, Thomas Mann, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
That's Tom Mann of the Brookings Institution talking about today's vote in the House of Representatives.